Yesterday evening we were discussing with the devotees outside in the evenings. We have the evening program here since I'm not going inside the temple. And one of the questions was, it had to do with our vision. Which vision for New Brajadam, which was a written document in Hungarian. And it says how the overall collective consciousness of the devotees is what determines the presence of the Dham, as well as Radhi Shyam's reciprocation. And so the question was, what's the relationship between the devotee's individual consciousness and the collective consciousness? Collective consciousness is Sankirtan, Yagyai Sankirtana Praya, Bhavu Militva, Jatra Kirtana Matta Sankirtana. It's collective. That's the meaning of the word Sankirtan. Similarly, devotees, when they collectively practice Krishna consciousness in a place, that's their Sankirtana, because that's the yajna. They're serving the Lord like that. And that collective Sankirtan is, you could say, the community's consciousness, Krishna consciousness, or the community's offering of yajna to Krishna. And there may be devotees who are below the average on that collective sankirtan or above the average. But altogether, and then of course there's the individual relationships the devotees have with the Lord, but there's also the collective, and one needs to also be aware of that. We talk about a Krishna conscious community. How Krishna conscious is a community. So, I gave the example, for instance, in a country. There are different people with different degrees of talent or contribution. You may have, for instance, in America, an Abraham Lincoln as a statesman, and a William Faulkner as an author. Everyone's not a William Faulkner, and everyone doesn't have to be an Abraham Lincoln. They're, in their own way, above the average. But everyone in America does have to follow the laws of the land. That's expected. That's a common communal effort. Everyone has to accept the Constitution if they want to be a citizen and abide by it. So in the same way, there are common standards that make up the Krishna consciousness of a community. Generally, Srila Prabhupada's perspective was that devotees are following principles, chanting Hare Krishna. And that then becomes that Krishna consciousness then is our communal offering to the Lord. And in the way that every individual contributes towards the overall Krishna consciousness of the community, in the same way the overall Krishna consciousness of the community then influences the Vaishnavas, whoever they may be, whether they are junior, intermediate, or advanced, all devotees are benefited by the overall Sankirtan. And then there was a question about the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu curing Sanatan Goswami. How it was that Sanatan Goswami got ill? And as I remember well, there are two statements. One, that it was by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's will. Otherwise, a person like Sanatan Goswami is not under the modes of material nature or the cause and effect of the material world. And the immediate cause was that he drank bad water, contaminated water, and that caused all kinds of itching sores and pus to emanate from his body. And it leads one to consider that when Rupa Goswami is writing in Upadesha Samrita about the that one should not become godless, who would put a pain upon care, that one should not judge a devotee by the condition of his body, whether that's his sort of indirect reference to that event when Sanatana Goswami, although his body was from the material point of view obnoxious, but still from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's perspective, because of his Krishna consciousness, it remained transcendental. The last point was Gunagarai asked about how Jai and Vijay, as they incarnated in this material world, is Ravana, the Brahmins, and Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Kumbhakarna, that didn't all of this just cause even more problem? Their appearance prior to them being disposed of by the Lord in his different incarnations, by Lord Ramachandra. And the answer was, well, yes, that's what this material world's about. It's a place for problems. Jaya and Vijaya were just the instruments as demons, and if Ravana happened to eat some brahmanas, it was only because of those brahmanas' karma that they were eaten. Yastvinda vinda matavinda mahusva karma. Everyone from Indra down to the most insignificant creature, everyone is enjoying and suffering the results of their past karma. It's not something that one can avoid. And even we as Vaishnavas, I've been talking to devotees about and thinking about because of my condition. Even Vaishnavas also suffer. You're in this material world, so you can't avoid it. Krishna has already said, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, it's full of suffering and it's temporary, so don't come here. But if you come here, then what else can you expect? So it's not that devotees do not experience the temporary and suffering nature of the material world. It's just the issue that devotees are trained. It's just that devotees are trained. How do they suffer? That's what distinguishes a devotee. Not that some devotees, asking them, why is Krishna making you suffer like this? Why not? Why not? Read Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharata and Ramayana. And, why shouldn't devotees go through difficulty and hardship? That's what this material body is all about. But the real difference will be is how devotees react under such circumstances. Physical suffering, mental suffering, all kinds of tribulations, the material world's full of it. All devotees are in an uncomfortable situation of life from one perspective or another. So why shouldn't we suffer? After all, that's where we are. We're in a place of suffering. But our training in Krishna consciousness is meant to teach us how to suffer and how to respond in conditions of and reverses and times of difficulty and so on. And to always think of Krishna. Krishna, Mateya. May you always think about Krishna. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's greeting. And that's the only real blessing and benefit that devotees can give. Don't suffer. I hope you get better. I hope so. But if not, at least may we always think about Krishna in whatever condition of life we're in. And then that will really qualify us for a place of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, where there's no suffering, there's no anxiety, there's no fear. Krishna Mati Astu.